Howdy and welcome to another Yeah Baby Tunes. I'm Mitch Michaels. Today, a salute to baseball and its opening day. Baseball. It starts each year as our senses begin to detect that wonderful change called spring. It heightens the anticipation of better times after much cabin fever and layering. Thus, the kinship with warmer days and the renewed optimism of sunshine and good times. Who are we kidding here? There's 4,860 games to be played in the next 7-plus months just to get to the playoffs. Playoffs? That's a lot of beer, hot dogs, runs, hits, and errors. Playoffs? Welcome back, O National Pastime. We don't care if Barry Bonds is on trial. We don't care if football is trying to destroy itself. Well, maybe a little right now. But baseball is back. The scorecard is clean. The grass is cut. The mission is clear. Get me a beer and let's play ball. Yeah, baby. Baseball is back.
To say baseball been very, very good to me.
You're not hurt, but I can see you. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after. like to talk a little bit about baseball and football. Starting with baseball. Baseball is different from any other sport in a lot of different little ways. For instance, in most sports, you score points or you score goals. In baseball, you score runs. In most sports, the ball or the object is put in play by the offensive team. In baseball, the defense puts the ball in play, and only the defensive team is allowed to touch the ball. In fact, in baseball, if an offensive player touches the ball intentionally, he's out. Also, most sports, the team is run by a coach. In baseball, the team is run by a manager. And only in baseball does the manager or the coach have to wear the same uniform the players do. Can you picture Bill Parcells in his New York Giants uniform? Now, baseball and football are different from one another in other kind of interesting ways, I think. First of all, baseball is a 19th century pastoral game. Football is a 20th century technological struggle. Baseball is played on a diamond in a park, the baseball park. Football is played on a gridiron in a stadium, sometimes called Soldier Field or War Memorial Stadium. Baseball begins in the spring, the season of new life. Football begins in the fall when everything is dying. In football, you wear a helmet.
In baseball, you wear a cap.
Football is concerned with downs. What down is it?
Baseball is concerned with ups. Who's up? Are you up? I'm not up. He's up.
In football, the specialist comes in to kick.
In baseball, the specialist comes in to relieve someone.
In football, you receive a penalty.
In baseball, you make an error.
Whoops. Football has hitting, clipping, spearing, blocking, piling on, late hitting, unnecessary roughness, and personal fouls.
Baseball has the sacrifice.
Football is played in any kind of weather. Rain, sleet, snow, hail, mud. Can't read the numbers on the field, can't read the yard markers, can't read the players' numbers. The struggle will continue.
In baseball, if it rains, we don't come out to play. I can't come out to play. It's raining out.
Baseball has a seventh inning stretch. Football has the 2-minute warning.
Baseball has no time limit. We don't know when it's going to end. We might have extra innings.
Football is rigidly timed, and it will end even if we have to go to sudden death.
In baseball, during the game in the stands, there's kind of a picnic feeling. Emotions may run high or low, but there's not that much unpleasantness.
In football, in the stands during the game, you can be sure that at least 27 times you are perfectly capable of taking the life of a fellow human being. Preferably a stranger. And finally, the objectives of the two games are totally different. In football, the object is for the quarterback, otherwise known as the field general, to be on target with his aerial assault, riddling the defense by hitting his receivers with deadly accuracy, in spite of the blitz, even if he has to use the shotgun. With short bullet passes and long bombs, he marches his troops into enemy territory, balancing this aerial assault with a sustained ground attack which punches holes in the forward wall of the enemy's defensive line. In baseball, the object is to go home and to be safe. I hope I'll be safe at home. Safe at home.
this town ain't small. It's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, Ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. The game was close, we'll call it a win. Go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell. Much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Cheap seats. Now the major's called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up, and this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West, with no-name pitchers, local bands, and mustard and relish and all the rest. We like our beer flat as can be. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
No crying in baseball!
The Whiz Kids had won it. Bobby Thompson had done it. And Yogi read the comics all the while. Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. Well, Casey was winning, Hank Aaron was beginning. One Robbie going out, one coming in. Kiner and Midget Goodell, the Thumper and Mel Parnell, and Ike was the only one winning down in Washington. I'm talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball. The man and Bobby Feller, the scooter, the barber and the duke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque, especially Willie, Mickey and the Duke. My
bachelor. Well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid. And Cookie played hooky to go and see the Duke. And me, I always loved Willie Mae. Those were the days. Well, now it's the 80s, and Brett is the greatest, and Bobby Bonds can play for everyone. Rose is at the vet, Rusty again is a Met, and the great Alexander is pitching again in Washington. I'm talking baseball, like Reggie, Queeze, and Berry. Talking baseball, Carew and Gaylord Perry, Seaver, Garvey, Schmidt, and Vida Blue. If Cooperstown is calling, it's no fluke, they'll be with Willie, Mickey, and the Duke. The Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
It was Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
I'm talking Willie, Mickey, and the Duke.
Say hey, say hey, say hey.
And 0 on Girardi. 4-4 tie in the ninth. And the pitch. Girardi lines
yeah,
on the left
yeah,
side of the baseball. Gutierrez around third. He's going to try to score. The throw by Shepard. Gutierrez falls down. He gets back to second. The throw to second, not in time. Now they're running Girardi back toward first. Girardi being run toward second. Now Gutierrez gets back to third. The throw to first for Girardi. He's in a rundown. Gutierrez trying to score. The throw to the plate. He slides. He's safe. Cubs win. Cubs win. Cubs win. Cubs win. Cubs win. Unbelievable play. Cubs win. The Cubs win.
No, no.
our little tribute to opening day here on Yeah Baby Tunes. Baseball is back. Yeah, baby. Feels good, doesn't it? Listen, our special thanks to our executive chef, web spinner, and producer extraordinaire, Karen G, for putting this little gem together. She truly is the G in the desert and certainly a total baseball freak. Opening day here on Tunes. Hope you enjoyed the whole season and don't eat too many hot dogs. I'm Mitch Michaels. See you next time for another Yeah Baby Tunes.